composition is written for Orff instruments. Orff was a composer in Germany who used xylophones in the instruction of children to play ostinato patterns. But the village does not have a set of Orff instruments yet, but I'm sure after tonight there will be somebody that would like to volunteer a few sets. In fact, it would be kind of nice at the village if we would have a few more instruments than just organ and that beautiful concert grand piano and the bells and et cetera, et cetera. So next summer when you come back, bring from your attic that trombone that's in the attic or that old violin or that xylophone or whatever, and maybe we can have a Holden Museum of Used Musical Instruments. Child of God. What you use for opening hymns in your congregation for services, but the thought occurred to me tonight for the first time. Why not have Advent hymns occasionally for opening hymns? And so tonight, let's turn in the service book and hymnal to hymn number 8. Then that child who came at Christmas, that we speak about at Advent, we sort of wait in expectation every Sunday for. And we'll ask that the happy hearts and happy homes to him whom this king in triumph comes will also come to this very happy place at Holden. Comes to our homes, plants his name with us. From a prayer about 110 AD. Father, we thank thee who has planted thy holy name within our hearts. Knowledge and faith and life immortal, Jesus, thy Son to us imparts. There are many ways to sing songs. The children sang with hand clapping. And now you've heard Mark sing with a tone cluster ostinato pattern in the piano. I was in Chicago for a hymn convocation of the Hymn Society of America last May. And on Tuesday afternoon, when the convocation was over, I was going to go to the airport, to O'Hare, and I sort of wanted to get out of downtown before the rush hour. Sitting next to me at the convocation was a Catholic priest. And I told him what I was going to do, and he said, "Oh, don't bother taking the limousine or the bus or a taxi. He said, I'm driving that way, I can drop you off at the airport. On our way to the airport, we had opportunity to visit about especially what's happening in terms of singing in Lutheran churches and in Catholic churches. And I said, what's your favorite song this year? And he said, it's a gathering song by Alexander Pelequin. And so when I got back to Minneapolis, I ordered a copy and I brought it along to Holden. And now I've spent some time with it, and I've decided that whoever wrote the words and whoever wrote the music must have been to Holden. But I know they haven't been. And so I'd like to share it with you this evening. Maybe before we do sing, there are several things that we should do. I guess first I'd like to ask if you would just look down at the floor and close your eyes. I don't know exactly what you're finding as you're looking at the floor with your eyes closed, but maybe you could think about mountain peaks, or maybe you could think about home, or maybe you could think about Christ dwelling in us. But just think for a while. You can think so much better sometimes with your eyes closed, but keep your ears open. If you'd look at the altar, you'll see a figure on the altar. I've seen that figure on the altar for many years, and somebody told me one time that it was a dancing servant. I didn't really realize what a dancing servant really was, as far as the Lutheran Church was concerned, until 2 weeks ago when I was down in Texas and I was involved in foot washing. That dancing servant has a towel. That servant is dancing but serving. And I couldn't help thinking when we heard that chorus for the song tonight, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He works marvels for me. My whole life dances at the sound of his name. Before we sing the melody, I would like to have you do something that the composer has asked. Here again, I'm going to ask you to simulate something. He asked that there be a cymbal. A cymbal played as accompaniment for the chorus. And the cymbal goes like this. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, very softly. Jesus Christ, everybody. Jesus That's the name that dwells within us. And so when you hear that regular Jesus Christ of the cymbal, though it's not saying it in words, it's there. Now, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Can we sing that? Here we go.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Two measures. Just kind of take your time. One more, then one more, and there's Jesus Christ, Jesus,
my spirit rejoices.
Okay. Then it says why?
He works marvels in me.
He works marvels in me. He works marvels. Marvels, very good. Okay?
He works marvels for me.
Okay, beginning. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He works marvels.
Up to the altar, and we think about that servant up there. My whole life dances.
My whole life dances.
And then we sing about his name.
At the sound of his name.
Okay, my whole life.
My whole life dances at the sound of his name.
And blessed is he.
And blessed.
And blessed is he.
And blessed is he.
My whole life dances. Will you sing for us in the balcony? My whole life dances.
My whole life dances at the sound of his name. And blessed is he.
My whole life dances.
My whole life dances.
Stanzas. And the first stanza is the reason I thought probably that the poet had been here, observing the ceiling. He doesn't mention that egg on fire over there. And if you'd like to know what that egg is doing over there, there's a marvelous tape about that. But he does mention the fish, which is over there. He does mention the bird, which is over there. He does mention the mountains. And he does mention the sun and the moon and the stars, and they're all there. So instead of looking at the floor with your eyes closed, maybe you should look at the ceiling with your eyes open when we get to the stanzas. So we'll do the chorus, the first stanza, and we'll look, and then we'll do something else.
My spirit rejoices.